yellow-tailed gilthead, whose flesh is extremely dainty, and whose phosphorescent properties give them away in the midst of the waters. Porgies tinted orange, with slender tongues, croakers with gold caudal fins, black surgeonfish, four-eyed fish from Suriname, etc. This etc. won't keep me from mentioning one more fish that Conseil, with good reason, will long remember.
One of our nets had hauled up a type of very flat ray that weighed some 20 kilograms. With its tail cut off, it would have formed a perfect disk.
It was white underneath and reddish on top, with big round spots of deep blue encircled in black, its hide quite smooth and ending in a double-lobed fin. Laid out on the platform, it kept struggling with convulsive movements, trying to turn over, making such efforts that its final lunge was about to flip it into the sea. But Conseil, being very possessive of his fish, rushed at it, and before I could stop him, he seized it with both hands. Instantly, there he was, thrown on his back, legs in the air, his body half paralyzed, and yelling.
"Oh, sir, sir, will you help me?"
For once in his life, the poor lad didn't address me in the third person.